Masechet Zavim, Mishnah Beit. So remember again that the halacha is that when it comes to a zava, I hope you had a chance to review the long introduction that we had and review the first Mishnah. So remember that a zava does not require Sfira Shivas Nikiyim until she becomes a Zava Gedela, which means that she had Shalosh Re'iyas. And those Re'iyas, if you're talking about a female, they have to be on different days, consecutive days. That's not true about a Zav. A Zav, even though he is not called a Zav Gadol in terms of the Chiyuv of a Karban until he has Shalosh Re'iyas, he still needs Shivas Nikiyim, even if he only had 2 days. And he doesn't need days, because remember, the male is a function of the number of Re'iyas and not the number of days. But once he had 2 Re'iyas, he does require Shivas Nikiyim, which is a din, in days. Now, those Shivas Nikiyim, obviously the main point of Shivas Nikiyim is to check that there was no further Zivais. So he has to be careful to check that there's no discharge at all. But what about if he becomes a Balkari during those days? What's the din when it comes, because there is some relationship, as we already saw. Both, if you're talking about semen or you're talking about this prostate fluid, they're both involved with discharge from the penis, and they're both discharges which actually involve prostate fluid. So there's definitely a relationship between them because, as we said, a Balkari and a Zav, who is a Balria Achas, have exactly the same din, according to Beis Hillel, and there's no din of retroactive tuma similar to the halacha of a Yom Keneged Yom by a female, where if there's a second Re'iyah, it goes back and retroactively turns him into a Zav. According to the Hawi Paskin, that first Re'iyah was entirely a normal din of a Balkari. So now the question is, if there was a Re'iyah of Keri during these 7 days, what's the halacha? Does it cancel Yeshivas Nikiyim? So the halacha is, obviously, if there was a Re'iyah of Zivais, he has to start all over again. But if he was Re'iyah Keri during those days, he loses that day. And we learned that out from a pasuk, that one of the days of the Shivas Nikiyim is a concept that is impossible for a Nekeva. If there's anything that is Soyser, then it's Soyser the entire Shiva. Masha Enkein, by a male, it's possible to be Soyser a single day out of the Shivas Nikiyim. And that is only if we're talking about Keri and not Zivais. So, let's say it was even the last day of his Shivas Nikiyim. If he had a Re'iyah of Zivais, then he's got to start all over again. Just like a woman who was Re'iyah has to make a new Hefsek Tyran, has to go through the whole Shivas Nikiyim as if she hadn't waited at all. But if he became a Balkari on that last day, or any other day, he can't count that day, but he can just go on the next day and make that next day the last day of his Shivas Nikiyim. Fine. So now, the question is that true for any of the days of the Shivas Nikiyim, or is there a difference between the first 3 days and the rest of the Shivas Nikiyim? Why would there be? Because Beit Shammai Shita is, we mentioned this in the introduction, Beit Shammai Shita is that since it takes 3 days, essentially, for there to be this concept, you can see 3 consecutive days, and that is going to still create a din of Zivais. So then that means that 3 days are fundamental to a Re'iyah of Zov, and those first 3 days are different than the rest of the Shivas Nikiyim. Therefore, if we were talking about any Re'iyah from day 4 on, everybody agrees to what we just said. A Re'iyah of Keri is only Docha that day. A Re'iyah of Zivais is Docha the entire Shivas Nikiyim. But what about if there was a Re'iyah during the first 3 days? Then we have a Machlokas. Haro'ah Keri, by Yom HaShlishi, L'Sfirat Zivo, Beit Shammai Omrim, start over again. Soter Shnei Yamim Shelefanav, and then he has to go ahead and begin the Shivas Nekiyim again. Whereas Beis Hillel says, no, a Re'iya of Keri is only Soter Yomo. You don't lose anything, and even if you're on day three, all you need to do is count five more days. So you had the first 2 days counted. Day three of the Re'iyas Keri didn't count, and you continue on and count for a total of 8 days. Okay, so that's on the third day. What about on the second day? Would Beis Hillel say the same thing is true of the second day, or is there a special din aliyah by the Beis Hillel on the second day? So Rabbi Yishmael Omer, that if he was Roya Keri on the second day of the Shivas Nekiyim, then he is Soter Shelefanav, he does wreck the first day. Because even Beis Hillel agrees that since a Zov needs a minimum of two Re'iyos in order to be Mechayev Shivas Nekiyim, and if he didn't have those two Re'iyos, which could be two Re'iyos on consecutive days, he would not be Mechayev to have Shivas Nekiyim at all. He would just be Tamei like a Balkari. So therefore, Taina's Rabbi Shmuel, that even Beis Hillel is Meida to Beit Shammai conception of there being special days in which you would be Seiser, because we look at them as all as one big day. So Beis Hillel, Beit Shammai holds 3 days because of the din of the fact that you could have a Re'i over the course of 3 days. But Beis Hillel, Taina's Rabbi Shmuel is Meida, that certainly 2 days, which is the minimum number of Re'iyas, and they could be on consecutive days, that would make him chayev to count the Shivas Nekiyim in the first place. So there, even Beis Hillel is Meida to what Beit Shammai says. And therefore, if it was Re'ya B'sheni, he would be Seiser, even Aliba to Beis Hillel, he would be Seiser the first day as well. And he'd have to start. When we say the first day, remember that the day of the Re'iyah counts as the first day, the rest of the day, right? Assuming it wasn't a Re'iyah that went through till the night. So, but that means he would lose those first days and he would have to start over again. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. And Rabbi Akiva Omer makes no difference. Beis Hillel Shita is, whether you were Roa B'Sheni, or you were Roa B'Shlishi, meaning Re'iyas Keri, Echad HaRoa B'Sheni, Ve'Echad HaRoa B'Shlishi, you are not going to lose anything but that day. In both cases, Beit Shammai Omrim, Satar Shnei Yamim Shelefanav, if it was on the third day, or one day if it was on the second day, Ubeit Hillel Omrim, Lo Satar Ela Yomo. He doesn't agree, Beit Hillel, with this idea, Bichlal. Who cares how many days the Re'iyas are? What does that have to do with how many days you're Soser? He doesn't see any logic to Beit Shammai, not Benogea 2 days and not Benogea 3 days. Now, Beit Shammai was talking about a Zov who was Roya B'Yom HaShlishi. But anything after that, Modim Beit Shammai is Moda, that if he was Roa B'Ravi, for sure a Balkari, a Ria of Keri, is only Soter that day. And as we said, there was something that was unique about the Ria of the first 3 days, because the original Zivas is Chal over 3 days. And furthermore, it's quite clear that everything that we've been talking about until now is talking about Roa, means Roa Keri. But if he was Roa Zivais, and then of course, even if he was Roa Zivais Hafilu B'Yom HaShvi'i, it would be exactly the same. And he would be Soser all of the days before. Nobody's going to argue about that. Because you need, that's the meaning of Shivas Nekiyim. Shivas Nekiyim mean 7 days without any Zivas. And even if it's the last moment of that day, it still is going to make him count from the beginning all over again. Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, in Meseches Zovim. So now let's talk about what would make him a Zov Gamur, a Zov Gadol. So let's say that this Zov was Re'ah Achas Hayom and Shtayim L'Machar, Ushtayim hayom ve'achas l'machar. Remember that when it comes to a male, it doesn't mean that you need to have separate re'ias on separate days. But what is allowed to be connected if it's not on the same day, and it would still be consecutive re'ias? So let's say that he was re'ia re'ia achas, and remember, that re'ia achas, according to Beis Hillel, was only metamehim like a balkeri. And nonetheless, if he sees shtayim the next day, he can still be mechaber that to the one re'ia that he had the day before to make three. Certainly, if it was shtayim hayom, where over there he already became a zov that is chayev and shivas nekiyim on day one, and achas lamochar, and then he sees a third one, that is going to actually be mechayev him to bring a korban, not simply to keep the shivas nekiyim. But it goes in either direction. So if he had shtayim hayom v'achas lamochar, or for that matter, it could be shalosh l'shalosh hayamim. As long as there wasn't a day in between, and he had three re'iyas of zivas in 3 days in a row, and it wouldn't matter whether it was some of it was b'yom, some of it was b'layla, it doesn't mean necessarily only b'yom. All of these cases make him a zav gamur, who besides keeping shivas nekiyim, now we've moved on to the more chomer situation, in which he also requires a korban. So this is true about, obviously, if it's true here, it doesn't mean it's only true b'nogea bringing a korban. It would also be at Siruf for the Shivas Nekiyim if he only saw two re'iyas. If you don't have a day without a re'iya in between, then two re'iyas would be mitzaref. Okay, a deeper introduction as we get thrown into the sugya. I think probably it's starting to become now clearer. All of the concepts are becoming clearer, becoming second nature. The discusses of katan, as of god, all the difference between the zohar and the keva and so on, which will make it much easier for us to proceed. Wonderful being with you.